morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stocker cattle on Tuesday, feeder cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Click over to their website at OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn located just east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC West. We recently had the chance to speak with two members of the Oklahoma Weed Improvement Team, OSU Extension Weed Specialist Dr. Misha Manicheri and Dr. Bob Hunger, Extension Plant Pathologist. According to them, given the amount of moisture that has accumulated since this past fall, farmers are already being challenged with increased pressure from both weeds and foliar disease. Here's Dr. Manicheri on what farmers in Oklahoma are currently faced with from a weed perspective.
We're seeing a lot of the mustards, like henbit, bushy wallflower. We have a lot of mustards in Oklahoma. And then many of the bromes and grasses that have a life cycle similar to wheat, Italian ryegrass, feral rye, everything's up if it's a winter weed.
While synthetic auxins like 2,4-D and dicamba are always effective tools for these characters, Manicheri says they aren't as useful once weeds grow past that 4-inch stage, which most farmers are probably past by now. With that in mind, Manicheri suggests farmers consider an alternative strategy as they make their weed management decisions.
You probably need to think about tank mixing another product in there with your auxin. So ALS herbicides, products we know well like Finesse and Ally, having another mode in there can help get us some of those bigger plants.
Now on the flip side of this, Dr. Bob Hunger has been monitoring the progress of this growing season as well, but in this case through the lens of disease pressure. With the ample ground moisture, Hunger says fields are at a higher risk of falling victim to foliar disease as we get into the warmer weather of springtime.
This is about the time of year when producers really start wondering about what diseases should they be looking for. And even though we have been real wet and there's a lot of moisture out there, what it's really going to depend more on is the weather from about the middle of February on is most important. The moisture we have, though, with as wet as the ground is, it wouldn't be surprising to not maybe see a little bit more root rots, but again, it's just hard to tell.
Hunger did mention that in southern Texas, growers have submitted early reports of leaf rust. This is important to watch closely, he says, as rust inoculum can build up quickly and, given the right conditions, can blow northward up into Oklahoma and further spread the disease. Depending on how severe the rust situation becomes, Hunger says it's very possible producers in Oklahoma will want to consider applying fungicide if they have planted a non-resistant variety. Furthermore, producers should also be paying attention to some more immediate threats as well.
The first one they should be watching for probably is powdery mildew, though. That would be down low on the plant when the canopy is thick, and with all that ground moisture, that would add to it as well.
Hunger advises producers, particularly those in southern Oklahoma, to start watching for signs of disease by at least late February, as diseases will generally reveal themselves by early March. You got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.